This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another potential subject for the next regular legislative session.
I think there probably will be an abortion bill before the United States Supreme Court at some point.
That issue is very important.
House Bill 126 proved to be one of the most controversial measures considered by the Missouri General Assembly in quite some time. The bill sought to create the Missouri Stands for the Unborn Act. When the proposal was debated, there was a lot of talk about the potential of the law facing legal challenges. But Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodham Columbia says the heart of the matter is right and wrong.
I think when you talk about issues of life and death, legal costs are pretty much irrelevant.
He adds if this comes up again next session, debate would be robust.
I think we will do everything that we can to make sure both sides have a chance to be heard.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors says dealing with House Bill 126 this year, for her, had to be a delicate balancing act.
Well, and it's not about me when you're in the Senate. It's about the 9 members that I represent.
She says it is a question of what is important for Missouri over what she may believe.
I usually defer to the caucus on that, so yeah, I'm sure we'll be talking about that at length for quite a while.
Senator Ed Emery of Lamar is among the supporters of the measure. He says there are several aspects to it.
The detection of a heartbeat, pain-capable qualifications in there. There are a number of things that are enacted in case the Supreme Court would happen to reconsider Roe v. Wade and would change the outcome of that opinion. It's a comprehensive bill. It was negotiated, and there were some changes that had to be made in order to avoid using the previous question procedure. But I think those changes were justified in order to get through the bill and get it completed.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis believes there are better ways than those in House Bill 126 to address issues. She still has questions about the proposal.
Are we really talking about minimizing abortions? There are certain actions we can take in order to minimize abortions, and a lot of those things come with providing services, mainly prenatal services, healthcare services, alternatives for young girls who have been victims of violent assaults, things of those natures. So stay tuned. You'll be watching this in the court system.
The day before House Bill 126 was to become law, a judge issued a preliminary injunction against most aspects of the measure. A month later, the same judge added an injunction against other parts of the proposal. No legal action has occurred since. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of pre-filed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.